This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whoa, hold everything.
I've got a newscast to do here, so
just
gotta hold something.
Just hold everything. Coming up this next half hour, not only do we have a brand new song from the record company that's going to create fissures in your skull because of its magnificence, but we also have a pair of tickets to give away to see the record company.
And real estate at what was once known as the Park at Wrigley and is now Lynn.
A Gallagher Way, Friday, May 18th. An evening show outdoors under the stars. And we'll be giving away those tickets right after we find out what exactly is going on. Here with the news on XRT, Mary Dixon.
Advocates for kids with special needs in the Chicago Public Schools say it's a start. State Board of Ed investigators are out with a report critical of the CPS overhaul of special education that saved the district millions while cutting services to children. Protesters want the state to go further and add oversight. Chicago aldermen have approved Mayor Emanuel's choice to head the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, Sidney Roberts. They also voted up a $2.3 million settlement for Jaquez Evans, who was shot and injured by a Chicago police officer 3 years ago. Woodridge Police Chief Brian Cunningham says they're seeing more of this, people using the dark web and cyber currencies for criminal activity. DuPage County prosecutors have charged a Desplaines woman with using $10,000 in Bitcoin to put out a hit on a Woodridge woman. Tina Jones is accused of soliciting the murder for hire of the wife of her lover. President Trump says he hopes to meet in the coming weeks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but if talks aren't fruitful, he'll walk out of that meeting. A Missouri judge is expected to announce today whether he'll dismiss a felony invasion of privacy charge against Missouri's Governor Eric Greitens. He's accused of trying to blackmail a mistress with nude photos. The chief prosecutor in Carver County, Minnesota, will announce today whether he'll charge anyone in the death of Prince. The artist died of a massive overdose of fentanyl 2 years ago. The Star Tribune reports authorities believe that Prince didn't know the pills he took contained fentanyl. It's 8:02 on XRT. This afternoon, the Cubs host the Cards. Yesterday's game postponed because of the weather. The White Sox lost to the A's last night. 14 innings in Oakland. They lost 12-11. Partly cloudy today and a high in the mid-40s. Clear skies tonight, a low in the low 30s. And tomorrow, sunny with a high in the low 50s. It's 36 degrees at the lake in Midway and 34 degrees at O'Hare.
Give me 2 minutes and then we'll give away tickets to see the record company right here on 93 XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.